walked home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas survives a House impeachment vote as a small group of Republican lawmakers defect. It was a close vote, 216 to 214. CBS's Nicole Scango with
more. I think Republicans felt that in an election year to put the Biden administration's policies on trial would be politically a fruitful move, but certainly a consequential vote, if not a historic one here.
The House has also rejected a Republican-led bill that would provide $17.6 billion to Israel. Democrats said they wanted a vote instead on a broader measure. This is another bill that would, among other changes, increase the executive branch's ability to deny and deport asylum seekers during periods of heightened border crossings. Appears likely to fail. CBS's Scott McFarland says senators are dropping their support.
One after another, as this day began and continued into the afternoon, key Republicans were explicit in that they were defecting, didn't believe in the bill, didn't think it was the right way forward, and disavowed the legislation altogether.
For the first time in the U.S., a parent has been convicted in the deaths of a mass school shooting committed by their child at Oxford High School in 2021. CBS's Elaine Kahana.
We find the defendant guilty of involuntary manslaughter.
Jennifer Crumbly closed her eyes at times as the decision was read. Craig Schilling was there. His son Justin was killed in the massacre.
Well, with this verdict, I mean, it will carry a lot of weight with it. It will definitely get people thinking.
The jury foreperson said their decision came down to a single factor.
The thing that really hammered it home is that she was the last adult with the gun.
In California, at least three deaths are blamed on a powerful storm which brought historic amounts of rainfall and triggered hundreds of mudslides and landslides in recent days. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti in L.A.
In 2 days, torrential rains have triggered nearly 400 mudslides. P.J. Bearfield lived through it.
I got up out of there quick, grabbed some shoes, got whatever I felt I needed at that time. Didn't have no keys, no wallet, no phone, no nothing.
His home is now a total loss.
You were asleep at the time, so you had no idea what was going on.
Nah, man. Literally, it just happened in 3 seconds.
I love this bar.
Country singer Toby Keith also likes singing about red Solo cups, and some will be held up in his honor. Keith died of stomach cancer yesterday. He was 62. Before he grabbed a mic and guitar, Toby Keith worked in the oil fields and played semi-pro football for the Oklahoma City Drillers. Stocks closed up on Wall Street. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Up North News Radio with Pat.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's U.S. senators are split on a bill to increase border security and provide aid for Ukraine and Israel. Democrat Tammy Baldwin says she has concerns but plans to vote for it. Republican Ron Johnson says he's against it. The Senate holds a procedural vote Wednesday. Experts say expanding the child tax credit would lift as many as 400,000 American kids above the poverty line in 1 year. Chris Cox is with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
Half of kids who don't get the full credit now, their families will gain $600 or more from the bill. And about 40% of kids who don't get the full credit now, their families will gain $1,000 or more from this bill.
A bill to receive the expanded credit passed the U.S. House last week. Final adoption is not guaranteed. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
The Packers making more coaching changes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers making moves on their defensive coaching staff after firing Joe Barry and hiring Boston College head coach Jeff Hafley. Gone are linebackers coach Kirk Olivandotti and defensive back coach Greg Williams. They have hired a new defensive line coach, Vince Ogabasi, replacing Jerry Montgomery, who had held that position since 2015. Ogabasi has connections to the 49ers and served with the Packers' new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, at Boston College. Last night at Super Bowl Bowl 58 in Las Vegas, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes asked about his father's most recent arrest in Texas over the weekend, charged with drunk driving.
It's a family matter, so I'll just keep it to the family, and that's all I really have to say at this point.
It's his father's third offense. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks road trip winding down. They're in Phoenix against the Suns tonight. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers slipped from 6th to 11th ranked in the nation after those back-to-back losses. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy and mild with lows in the low 30s. For tomorrow, more clouds around and warm again with highs in the low 50s and becoming breezy. Rain ahead for Thursday, even some thunder. Highs again in the low 50s, but turning much colder as we look towards Friday and into the weekend. It's 42 right now.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy who hates shaking hands, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. Tuesday night in the state of Wisconsin, we are broadcasting live all over this great state of ours from our studios in downtown Green Bay at City Deck Landing and WGBW. Great to have you with me tonight. It's a great night to listen to the radio, and it's a great night to be on the radio. So together, I think we can make some radio magic tonight. Got a really fun show for you guys tonight. I'm really excited, honestly. I'm so excited. I'm going to introduce the guests first. I'm going to tease our guests. We have an actual ghost hunter here tonight who will join me at 8:20 named Todd Michaels. That's right. If you listen to the Mino and the Mayor show here on WGBW in the morning, Todd is the producer, and he has a side hustle. He has actually investigated ghost sightings, and Wisconsin has some amazing tales involving ghosts and haunted places. So we will talk to Todd about that at 8:20. I've been looking forward to this for a while. Then at 9 o'clock, we're going to talk some Wisconsin film. We're going to keep it close to home. The Door County Short Film Festival is the weekend after this coming. So you still have plenty of time to get tickets. We're going to talk about the festival a little bit. It's a short film festival, but they're also showing some features. And I think they're showing three features. So we'll talk about that with the Door County Short Film Festival director, Chris Opper. I hope I'm saying his name right. I have not met him yet. But he will be in studio. That's exciting. It's always more fun when someone's in studio. And then I'm very excited, too. Tonight, today, is the 10th anniversary of the debut of the TV show Bosch. If you haven't seen Bosch, it's a great detective show, and it's the title character is played by Titus Welliver. There is a great supporting cast. It's beautifully shot. It's just a great show, and I discovered it about 3 or 4 years ago on Prime. Just kind of fell in love with it, and then I noticed that an old friend of mine is a regular on the show, Scott Clace, and he plays the watch commander at the Hollywood station. And he will be joining us tonight at 9:35 to talk about his role on Bosch and the show overall. It's a really great show if you're looking to sort of discover something you haven't seen yet. The writing is top-notch. It's not too, I wouldn't say it's really particularly violent. It's mostly about the solving the cases. And it's just a great show. So those are my guests tonight. Very excited. Conrad is here and ready to take your calls and texts. Am I right about that?
Yes, I am very ready.
Okay, cool. So we have, here's our question tonight too. Let's get this out of the way. It is now, let's go to the question. Okay. So tonight's question, given our first guest, Todd Michaels, an actual Ghostbuster. Do you believe in ghosts? Have you had an experience? If so, please share it. But that the basic question is, do you believe in ghosts? It's pretty simple. You're welcome to elaborate. We put very few parameters on our texts when we request them. You guys can share as much information as you like. And the number to text us at is 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. The easiest way to do it, though, is right off the Civic Media app. If you haven't downloaded it, I highly recommend it. It's very easy to use. We are on statewide, so you just click on any one of the stations, and there's a little text icon that pops right up. You can fire away and let us know what you're thinking. You're always welcome to text, not just about the question. Join the conversation no matter what we're talking about. We love when you participate, and we have kind of an open discussion here. I also need to get a couple things out of the way. Christy Barlamont was here last night, and she is incredibly popular here in the city of Green Bay. Maybe she'll go national. I don't know. But she had people texting, and Conrad, am I getting this right? We need to do a shout-out to the Green Bay Llama.
Yeah, we need to shout-out the Green Bay Llama.
Is there more information we need to shout-out about?
Just shout-out to the Green Bay Llama.
All right, a big-time shout-out to the Green Bay Llama. We missed that. We were off the air last night, so we didn't get to it. So thank you for listening, and like always, please join in the discussion. We love it. And then I also missed a text from last night. I wanted to, from the 920. This is last night's text. Kurt from Appleton. We had a great discussion with Rich Locasio about pro wrestling and its connection to Wisconsin. And if nothing else, that is entertainment. And from the 920, Kurt from Appleton said, "What did Rich think about the Iron Claw?" Well, I guess we will have to save that for Rich the next time he's on, but I do appreciate the text. Thank you very much. So as I mentioned, today is the 10th anniversary of the show Bosch. If you like cop shows, I cannot recommend it enough. Our guest tonight at 9:35 is a regular on the show cast member. He plays the watch commander, like I mentioned. His name is Menk on the show. I'm sorry. And we have a little clip, a sampling of his work, and I'm going to set this up. Bosch, the title character, played by Titus Welliver, his partner, Jerry Edgar, played by the actor Jamie Hector, is shot in this scene, and he calls the Hollywood station to report that he's been shot. He can barely talk, and our guest tonight, Scott Clace, who plays Menk, takes the call as the watch commander from Jerry Edgar, who's just been shot. Conrad, go for it.
Hollywood Watch Commander's office inside line.
I'm shot.
What?
So officer down, man. It's Jerry Edgar. I'm shot. I need help. I'm under fire.
Jerry, where are you?
Home. Outside.
Your house?
Driveway.
All right. You talk to me, Jerry. You tell me what you see.
This is 6L90. Officer needs help.
Officer down. Baldwin Hills.
I need ambulance and unit.
To 5751 Bowcroft Street. Jerry, where is the shooter? Is he still on the scene? Jerry.
Talk to me, Jerry Edgar. Where are the shots coming from?
What do you see?
I'm not...
Jerry.
Not sure as hell. Maybe on the hill in the park. That sounds like a rifle. Oh.
Jerry.
Just a harrowing scene, very well acted, and a great scene from a great show, Bosch. If you want to find it on Prime, you've got 7 seasons to look forward to. And then they did a spinoff, and there are 2 seasons of that called Bosch Legacy, where they changed up the cast a little bit. But a really solid show, and one I can't recommend enough if you like cop shows. So we have a caller, Conrad?
Yeah, we do.
Put him through. Who are we talking to?
To Jerry.
Jerry. Okay. How you doing, Jerry? Going once for Jerry. Jerry may be hung up on us. Conrad, well, what'd you say? Did you chase him off?
Well.
Jerry, you're welcome to call back.
Yeah.
So I was driving down here today. This drives me crazy, okay? Have you ever been on the highway? You know, it's 4-lane all the way down from where I drive from. And this drives me absolutely bananas. When someone passes you, and it's not enough that they pass, that's fine. You know, I'm going like 72. I don't speed. I don't go crazy. This person passes me and then cuts over so close to my car. I couldn't even believe it. Like almost cut me off to let another car pass them. They come around me. They get in front of me. There's like about a half a second of distance between us. Why? Go a little farther. I'm letting you pass. I'm in the right lane. Back off. And if I ever see this guy again, you know what I'm going to do, Conrad?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to flash him the brights.
A Wisconsin thing.
That's how dangerous. That's how tough I get on the highway. I don't like getting in confrontations with people in cars. You know what it was? It was a pickup truck that had the logo on the back that said Super Duty, which I think is supposed to be kind of macho, but it always makes me laugh because I'm immature. And anytime I see the word duty, I crack up, much less the Super Duty. We've all had the privilege of taking a Super Duty at some point in our lives. My wife is a school teacher. She teaches kindergarten. And she'll say that to me. She'll go, oh, I have two duties today. I'm like, well, that's healthy. She just gives me the look. So that was my day getting down here. And it frustrates me because I don't know why people, I don't know why people in Northeast Wisconsin are in such a hurry. And maybe they're trying to make a flight. And maybe it's just me, but I feel like drivers have gotten a little crazier in Northeast Wisconsin the last few years. We got another text here from the 920. This is Jim from Appleton. Ghost belief. Yes, they are among us. That was pretty direct, Jim. Have you had an experience, Jim? Share it with us if you have. That's our question tonight. Do you believe in ghosts? Have you had an experience? You're welcome to share it with us. And our number here is 844-967. I'll go slower. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Party with the ghosts. So we had a really fun conversation yesterday with Christy Barlament, who was in the studio. She lives very close by, so she popped in. Always fun to talk to Christy. And we found out last night that she does not know how to use chopsticks and that her like 7-year-old son does know how to use chopsticks. And she felt very insecure about that. Well, Christy, this is your day. This is National Chopsticks Day. I'm not even making that up. Can you use chopsticks, Conrad?
Yeah, actually, there's a device you can buy on Amazon that helps you with chopsticks.
Wait, I'm sorry. A device you can buy?
You can interlock the chopsticks. Yeah, you go on Amazon, type in chopsticks help, and it comes up.
Chopsticks help. Cha-ching. That's another invention I didn't think of. God, I'm slacking off. It's also Rick Astley's birthday today. He's 58. Axl Rose is 62. What was the term you used for Rick Astley?
Rickrolled.
Rickroll. So what is a Rickroll?
Usually it's like you're not expecting that song to come up, but it does.
Okay. And it's a Rickroll. All right. We will roll with Rick at some point tonight. When I come back, and I'm not going anywhere, folks. Coming up next, we have an actual ghost hunter joining us, and his name is Todd Michaels. And Scott Clace from the show Bosch joins us in hour number two. This is Nightlight. Don't go anywhere, folks. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, home for the Devil's Advocates. Oh, oh, oh,
O'Reilly. You've got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.
To everyone who needs a little delight in their day, let our team member Paul tell you about one of our favorite sweet treats.
Making special moments at mealtime is a tradition in Wisconsin. And what better way to sweeten your day than a Culver's creamy, fresh frozen custard and your favorite mix-ins? We handcraft every concrete mixer exactly the way you like. From caramel to your favorite candies like Butterfinger.
Come to Culver's and let us make your day a little bit sweeter.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
This just like made my night even more. On the radio, with outstanding listeners, and you throw in Sweet Child of Mine, forget it. Forget it! Excellent. Welcome back to Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabba, broadcasting live statewide from downtown Green Bay and the City Deck Landing, our beautiful WGBW studios. We've got a few more texts here. This is from the 920. All right, I have to give background on this. Last night was National Shower with a Friend Day. Yesterday was National Shower with a Friend Day. So we asked if people, that was our question. Who would you shower with? You can make it a celebrity, a friend, whatever. We are getting callbacks from our listeners. The 920 said, has Todd ever showered with a ghost? I assume he means our next guest, Todd Michaels, who is waiting patiently. We can ask Todd that. Conrad, do we still have the shower fired up? Is the shower still working? I feel like we didn't have very good pressure.
Well, I mean, we can bring it back.
Okay, let's see if the shower's still working. If Todd wants to pop by and do a cleanse, he can. And then I love this from the not that kind of cleanse. We're not going to give you an exam. There we go. Oh, that's pretty good. Okay, very good. Get the loofah ready. So from the 773, Catherine just gave us a bunch of emojis, a heart, and then the hands making the heart, and then a thumbs up. And then one I don't understand. I love when people send a lot of emojis. I feel like a boxer in the corner getting hit with combinations. It's a heart and another heart and a thumbs up. And here comes a roundhouse. So thank you for those, Catherine. Again, from the 920. No, I have not had a ghost experience. Also from the 920. Has Todd ever seen a cat that was a ghost? Todd, I think you have. I'm just going to introduce Todd here. I'm very excited. Todd Michaels is joining us to discuss his... What do you call it, Todd? A side hustle or just a second profession, a hobby?
Well, it's certainly not a profession because I don't make any money doing it, but it's just something that...
Not with that attitude.
When I do have free time from dealing with Mino and the mayor in the morning, I go out and I investigate paranormal experiences.
That is so cool and so fascinating to me. So do you know this person, this 920? They seem to know you. Has Todd ever seen a cat that was a ghost? Okay.
That was actually Christy Barlament. She thinks for whatever reason that I like cats. And so she's always giving me a little crap. Can I say a happy birthday to somebody tonight?
Yeah, definitely.
I'm going to play a little Willard Scott here.
Perfect.
Sandy is somebody who I actually investigate with. She's a very good friend of mine. And we actually do a podcast about ghosts. But she has a birthday today. And Sandy is 81 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
And so we want to say happy birthday to Sandy.
Well, happy birthday, Sandy. That's
actually
great.
she's like 51 or 52, she'll enjoy the fact that I said she's 81.
But in ghost years, that's like 1,000, maybe. Yeah, I defer to you, Todd.
Listen, these ghosts have been around a long, long time.
All right. Well, let's. And from the 608, Rico from Rock County says 820. It's like 420 half off. Rico has been a joke machine on the text line lately. Always great to hear from Rico. So Todd, all right, I am so thrilled you're here. Like you said, you host the Mino and the Mayor show here on WGBW. In your free time, you investigate paranormal activity. What does that entail? And how do you, what does it take to get you to go somewhere? Like, do people have to report evidence? Do they have to say what happened? Or what is that like?
Well, it really depends. So one of the things that I was a part of is a TV show on Amazon Prime Video called Haunted State. And it literally is locations in Wisconsin that we took a year to go and investigate. And so There's investigations like that where you're actually kind of doing it for work. And then there's investigations where a friend might reach out and say, hey, I know someone who's going through some stuff in their house, in their workplace. Here's what's going on. Can you at least contact them? And so there's a lot, you know, there's a little counseling that goes along with it, because whether or not a place is haunted or somebody's actually experiencing paranormal situations, they feel they are. So they're upset. They're worried. They're worried about their family. Who knows? So, there, you know, there's some counseling. Remember the other day you came in the door and I said, you seem out of sorts. Remember
yes.
that?
That was so bizarre because I totally was.
I picked up on you. I knew that. When you walked in, I could feel your energy on that. And so that's why I said it.
You were investigating me without my knowledge.
Well, yeah,
has anyone ever made a citizen's arrest against you? Or? Yeah, that was strange. You were locked in, man. That was impressive. And I thought I was hiding it. Well, I don't like to bring my drama to situations, but you were like, you didn't even let me attempt to do that.
You were walking in with a salad, and I just knew that something wasn't right.
Well, listen, I had a lot of consternation, but I still have to eat right. So
right, exactly.
So when you get to a location, Todd, what does an investigation look like? How do you investigate? I assume you talk to the people, and do you vet them? Are you like, is this person on drugs? Are they out of their minds, or do you
absolutely?
Have to do
anything? And we've run into situations where somebody was literally, addicted to drugs, and we found that out, and we were able to give them help. So there's a lot of things that you go through.
Huh.
For the TV show, these were locations in Wisconsin that were kind of reportedly haunted, and so there's a lot of lore background with a lot of these places, and we were able to connect with these locations and say, hey, we're doing this docuseries and we'd love to come and investigate and just see what we find. The big thing for me is I'm never going to try and make somebody believe in ghosts or paranormal, but what I will do is I will investigate a location and give you the experiences that we've had, whether they're personal experiences or whether we've used scientific equipment and we actually have video or audio. I mean, they're right where you're sitting in that city. There are some very, very haunted locations.
Yes. And believe me, we'll get to those because that's fascinating as well. But like, when you go there, Todd, when you go to a location, are there typical things reported or constants that you see or similarities from house to house, or does it differ?
I think there's a lot of different things. One thing is, you know, people who say, you know, well, we've got knocking going on or doors are closing and things like that. I'm a skeptic. So it really has to prove itself to me that it's a ghost. Otherwise, I'm going to find another reason why that's happening. And when it comes to like knocking in walls or knocking on the floor or whatever, a lot of that stuff you can kind of look at plumbing and electrical and all that kind of stuff. And, right. You know, doors closing. Well, was there a window open someplace in the house or did somebody open another door? So you're always looking to debunk before you go ahead and say, oh yeah, this is a haunted situation.
I'm totally with you. And if I was a ghost, what's the point in just shutting a door? I am going to haunt the living daylights out of these people. I'm not just shutting a door.
That's good to know. I'll make sure and have all my crystals and my crucifix with me
I'm
when you pass
you,
away.
I that's advisable. So I'm going to ask you about Green Bay. My guest is Todd Michaels. He is a ghost. What would you ghost investigator?
Paranormal investigator.
Paranormal investigator. He also produces the Mino and the Mayor show here on WGBW. And coming up next, I'm going to ask him about some various haunted places around the state. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stand by me.
Hey! You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. So, for Matt Nair on air.
CBS News Brief. The House rejects the Republican-led effort to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. University of Virginia political analyst Larry Sabato.
Even many Republicans privately said today that this was a very dumb move, trying to impeach Secretary Mayorkas for a policy difference rather than a high crime and misdemeanor.
A jury reaches a verdict in the trial of Jennifer Crumbly, the Michigan school shooter's mother.
On count one of involuntary manslaughter as to Madison Baldwin, we find the defendant guilty of involuntary manslaughter.
She was convicted on all four counts. It's still drizzling in portions of California after deadly storms leading to mudslides and flooding. PJ Baker,